Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us our Wednesday guest, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
We've had some interesting weather the past week or so, and you've had a bit of a whirlwind yourself. Just got
That's
back
right.
from D.C.
Yes, I wasn't with you last week because I was in Washington, D.C. I had the great privilege of hosting 6 youth from across the state of Kansas to National 4-H Conference. They had to apply and interview to get the spot to go from Kansas, and we had phenomenal individuals. One reason I got to go as a chaperone is because we had a 4-H'er from Frontier Extension District, Calla Higby, was representing Frontier Extension District out there. But the conference was put on by the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the conference held a lot of meat for me for the youth of today. You hear a lot about the troubles facing today's youth, but I'm here to tell you we have some phenomenal youth out there and kids that are going to excel and do great things in their future. So what the conference was all about is that there was 21 different topics, and these topics range from anything from military to rural Kansas to youth mental health. It had a wide reach of different topics, and each of the kids had to sit in on these topics to get to the heart of the issue of these topics. And then at the end of the week, they presented in front of government agencies on their topic. So really, these government agencies got to hear from the youth of today. All 50 states were represented, including all of our territories. So we met people from Guam, from the Samoan Islands. There was a lot of different military-based youth there, so the kids got to interact. The topic I was in, I had a lady from Rota, Spain. She had 3 youth there. They're American citizens, but they're stationed over there in Spain, and so they got to come back to the States to go through this conference, which was really cool. In 2026, the United States will celebrate the 250th anniversary of signing of the Declaration of Independence. And so my topic, the kids got to discuss what that means to them. And, you know, if they were to do a time capsule and if there was this big celebration across the United States, what would that look like for the youth in rural America? As vastly different as we are at our core, we are all so similar. And so it was just really neat. It was all youth driven. The adults were very much on the sidelines watching them talk through these topics. And then I got to see them present in front of the Smithsonians. And so just really neat things, again, that hold a lot of meat for me, that how many youth get to present in front of the Smithsonians or a federal government agency and just walked away with such a neat experience, something that will hopefully captivate them and change their life forever. And so then we got to explore D.C. We got to go see a lot of the monuments. We got to walk around some of the Smithsonians. Just everybody needs to go up and see their federal government at work. We got to tour the Capitol, got to talk to some of the staffers up there. And one thing that really hit me kind of hard that I thought was really great for the youth is it humanized their government for them. They got to interact with people that are just working people, just like we do here in Frontier District, just trying to do their jobs and trying to do the best that they can do. And so just a really neat trip, and I'm so glad I got that experience to go and do that.
That sounds absolutely incredible all the way around. I'm pretty sure you can't pick out, oh, well, this one thing sticks out or this one thing sticks out, because it sounds like there's so much. You're still processing it, I'm sure.
I am, yes. I'm still reflecting on it. One of our kids got to go present in the Pentagon, and so he got to get a tour of the Pentagon and then got to present in front of people that work at the Pentagon. So, I mean, really high-level educational experiences for these 6 kids from Kansas. And I just, like, our kids are good kids here in Kansas. We've got really good programs to exemplify our youth. Maybe I'm slightly biased there, but they just were, I just felt like above the others in terms of being able to speak in front of others, to have their leadership capability of discussing these hot topics. And they just hung right in there and really blew everybody away. And so I was proud of each individual one of them.
Oh, 100%. And I bet you probably didn't need the plane to fly back. You were probably all flying high yourselves after the experience.
Yeah, we were. It feels good to be back in Kansas, though, and we've got lots going on here in Frontier District. It's spring and summer is upon us, so just make sure if you're a 4-H-er of mine that you're reading those newsletters. We've got small animal weigh-in coming up and hit the ground running back to get ready for summer here in Frontier Extension District.
Sounds like a winner. And then also take some of what you learned and experienced and apply it to what's coming up, right?
Yes. Yes, always. I always look for opportunities for our youth to prepare them, to propel them into adulthood. So,
oh, very cool. Well, thanks for sharing with us. I don't imagine, I suppose maybe a little bit of jet lag is still hanging in there, but you sound like you're still pretty up from the whole event, and that's always nice.
Yes.
Well, hopefully that'll carry over and we'll have something good to talk about next week as well, okay? Thank you very much, Jessica, and I'm glad you had a good time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.